my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari community. For freedom, justice, and equality, kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the original waters of noon, that time period in the universe representing all at peace, all tranquil, no boundaries of separation, all at one, all in accord with the principles, attributes, and characteristics of life of the universe. Allah represents that reality. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. Let us shift now to the words and scripture of the Holy Quran. It is incumbent upon us today to seek the ideology and philosophy that underpins Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, all of the scriptures of the earth, which are based on the teaching of the universe seen in the 12-month zodiac cycle and in the 26,000-year counterclockwise cycle of the sun, teaching us of the attributes, characteristics, the principle of life in the universe. We must see the unity of all scripture, the unifying reality of all religious philosophy and ideology, because it is incumbent upon us today to defeat the enemy. We, the masses, should be looking for that unifying philosophy that will unify poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white, no matter what religious or political affiliation. So we are in chapter 6 of the Quran, verse 93, Allah representing that peace. Islam is the way to peace through obedience to Allah, representing that waters of noon, the universe at peace, no argument, no fight, no death, no hell, no destruction, all one, unified with the principles of life in the universe, no boundaries, no separation, all tranquil, all peaceful. This is what Allah represents. This is what Prophet Muhammad was attempting to teach the human family, to be at one, to be at peace, to be tranquil, no boundaries. This is what it is meant. This is what is meant when we talk about no poor, no rich, no oppressed, no oppressor, all one in Christ. And Christ means deliverance of all oppressed from all oppression, creating the government and civilization of Christ on this earth. This is the same reality that we are teaching. So Allah says through Prophet Muhammad in verse 93, chapter 6 of the Quran, this is section 11, titled Truth of Divine Revelation. The truth of divine revelation, verse 93. And this is a blessed book. We have revealed, verifying that which is before it, and that thou mayest warn the mother of the towns, and those around her, and those who believe in the hereafter, believe in it, and they keep a watch over their prayers. Such heavy knowledge. Now, the book here is referring to the Quran that we are reading from at this time. And this is teaching us that the Quran does not come to destroy the knowledge and wisdom that has been revealed before the revelation of the Quran. Blessed is the book we have revealed. This we, my Muslim sisters and brothers, we have to deal with this we. I say that the we is Allah Father and Allah Mother, because we are coming from the African science of life, and there is no life without agency of the union of father and mother. Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il Allah. None but our mother Allah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. The we is Allah Father and Allah Mother. In the Hebrew, Allah is the ascender. The Almighty Father ascends us into his mind of supreme knowledge so that we may defeat the knowledge of this wicked system, so that we may excel all of the machinations of the wicked system to destroy us. Allah in the Hebrew, African Hebrew, is feminine, the feminine counterpart of Allah, and Allah has to do with circumstance and occurrence. You have in between Allah and Allah a series of words that are feminine, Allah, having to do with the ascender in the feminine. Because the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, ascends us, raises us up into her mind of supreme wisdom, that we may, with that supreme wisdom, do what? Allah, change our occurrence, change our circumstance, and usher in and facilitate the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. The Christ government, Christ civilization, kingdom and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. This is the we, and this is not polytheism as it is interpreted by the mainline scholars. This is understanding that Allah, the peaceful watchers of noon, is now acting within the construct of the many. Not that the many will split the human family into tribes and factions and whatnot, but we, the many, when we go back to the original teachings of Africa, because this verse says that the Quran verifies that which came before the Quran, and the African teaching are the root of the Quran. So the remember the noon and the nonet. Remember ha and ha het. Remember kak and kaket, amun and amonet, the forces of nature, the forces of the universe, the forces of time, energy, and space. Remember Ptah. I'm going to have to write down the date that you may go and hear the teachings of the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. I taught that in detail, this African teaching, written also by George G.M. James, the book Stolen Legacy. But Noon and Nonet, Huh and Hahet, Kuk and Kaket, Amun and Amanet, these are the forces of nature, the hidden and unseen forces, masculine and feminine, that are the we that come into existence to bring in the reality of time, energy, and space. This is all under the we. So this we does not come to split, but this we comes to teach us to go back into the time of the waters of noon, tranquil and peaceful, all at one. The many are teaching us that the many proceed from the one, that we may come back into unity, back into peace, and back into tranquility. This book, Quran, that we have revealed, verifies that which is before it. The word verify, having to do with the examination of facts and knowledge and wisdom that comes to us, but we now go and investigate and verify and see whether or not we have been told the truth. Why do we have to verify? Because those in power, financial leaders, I should say heads of government, financial, educational, and religious institutions have given us facts, so-called, have given us knowledge, so-called, have given us wisdom, so-called. They have written the history books, but now we have to take our time and tune ourselves into the universe and begin to investigate and verify whether or not the leaders are teaching us the truth. But this Quran verifies Bible, Old and New Testament. This Quran verifies the Shabaka stone that we talked about. This Quran verifies Africa. This Quran verifies the universe and verifies the scientific teaching that comes from Africa concerning the teaching of the universe and the power of the universe within ourselves. That power of the Most High in the universe is the same power that is within ourselves. This Quran verifies that which is before it, and that thou mayest warn the mother of the towns and those around her. Now, historically speaking, the scholars talk about the mother of the towns in Arabia being Mecca. And so the Quran comes to warn, we would say, the wicked ruling class and ruling families that ruled the Arabian towns. But did the warning only come from Prophet Muhammad to these elites in Arabia, or did the warning go all the way to the seat of power, Rome and Caesar? See, the Roman Empire, yet in power. I believe Rome was fighting Persia, but nevertheless, Roman Empire ruling the known world. So this warning comes to Caesar and comes to the Roman Senate and comes to the Roman Empire, because we do not want to see anyone destroyed because of their allegiance with the construct of death, hell, and destruction. So we warn ourselves. We warn ourselves that we are not to follow in the footsteps of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We also, since we understand this truth, we have a responsibility to warn those in power in government today, in the nation of the United States of North America. Where is the mother of the towns? The mother of the towns, you may say on a state level, are the state capitals. So in California, that would be Sacramento as the capital of California. In your various states of the United States of North America, each state has a capital. And this capital is the mother of the towns and the counties and the regions. And this is teaching us the purpose for the capital is to be a true mother. You see, the governor of the states are the father of the towns. And the father of the towns needs a mother of the towns. And so the leadership, the state senate, and the state congress, you see, we can use this scripture to have true political education. All of those who are in state government, Senate, Congress on a state level, the financial leaders, the heads of corporations, these are the mother side of the mothers of the towns. The capital is the mother of the towns of the state. And the governor is the father. And the purpose of the father and the mother is to come together to produce truth, justice, and righteousness spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. So what we are saying is that those in the seat of government have a responsibility to produce a society that is conducive to the development of every human being to the highest level of development, all the way into God, Goddess, in human flesh. Which means that everything that a human being is in need of, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, the governor and all of those in state government, in the capital, which is the mother of the towns, all that we need to be the best we can be as a human being, we have a right to demand that from those in power. And we also have a right to cultivate leadership among our babies and youth and young people that will eventually grow up to take power from those that have given themselves over to wickedness, and these that we teach from the womb will be able to lead the human family in truth and justice and righteousness and be a true father and mother in the mother towns of the state capital. It is the same on the federal level. Washington, D.C. is the mother of the towns. We are warning. We have a responsibility to warn the mother of the towns. the word Yahushua, health, wealth, and prosperity. You see, when we go into the definitions, we cut across all boundaries. We cut across all barriers. We transcend race, ethnicity, religion, political or religious affiliation. We transcend all of that. No Muslim, no Jew, no Hindu, no Buddhist can argue with definition. No communist, socialist, no matter who we are or what we claim, we cannot argue against definition. What we are saying is that Yahushua has definition. Most do not go into the definition of the word Jesus, which in the African Hebrew original is Yahushua. Yahushua is defined as health, wealth, and prosperity. All that has been denied the human family, all that has been denied the masses of the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. So what is needed? Liberty or liberation. Deliverance. The masses of the people need to be delivered from the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, those who have given their Christ, spirit, soul, energy over to the demonic influence to do wickedness on to the detriment of the masses of the oppressed black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Yahushua also means vengeance, because when we go against the principles, characteristics, attributes of life in the universe, and life and existing and existence, in the African Hebrew, that word that is defined as existing and existence and living and life is Yahweh, Yahowah, or Jehovah. 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. So when we go against Yahweh, Jehovah, when we go against life, we invite vengeance upon our own heads, because when we go against life, we are going on the path of death. And so we warn ourselves of the vengeance of the universe, the vengeance of the Most High that will come upon us if we continue the path of death. And we also warn the president. We warn the prime ministers. We warn the kings and queens of this earth. We warn the heads of government, financial, educational, and religious institutions. These who are the elites in the mothers of the towns. All of these institutions represent the mother of the towns. You have various headquarters. Washington, D.C., London, Vatican City. These are various headquarters. Also, International Monetary Fund, World Bank Organization, World Trade Organization, Wall Street. All of these represent the mothers of the towns. These institutions that deal with trade and commerce all over the earth, these are the mothers of the towns. When you come to religion, the schools of theology, seminary school, these are the mothers of the towns. When you come to so-called secular, Africa doesn't separate anything, all one. But in this world, they say secular. So the secular colleges and institutions of learning, universities, state universities, these are the mothers of the towns, because these are the centers of political power and educational power and financial power. So we have to know and understand that as we become Yahushua, as we become Christ, as we realize that Christ, spirit, soul, energy is all of us in human flesh, and as we tap into that reality so that we may exercise our power of Adam, male and female, before the fall, as we tap into that power and reality, we must exercise our mission, obligation to warn the mothers of the towns and those around her. The mothers of the towns and those that are connected to the mothers of the towns. We warn the institutions. We warn the corporations. We warn all of those that are politically connected to the centers of power. Depending on who is in office, they have friends that are politically tied to them. Even though Democrat and Republican are controlled by the same House of Rothschild, nevertheless, when a Democrat is in the office, they have friends that are connected to the Democratic portion of this elite class. When a Republican is in office, they have friends that are tied to the Republican portion of this elite class. So we don't want anyone to perish. We don't want ourselves to suffer perishing. And we do not want to see any of those who are in the elite seats of leadership, we do not want to see them perish. It is not our desire to see bloodshed and death, hell, and destruction befall anyone. So we warn ourselves, and we also warn those in power. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.